We know quite well at this point in the pandemic that Hispanic communities have been hit hard by the virus. But Hispanic people have also been less likely than white people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not because they don't want it. They just face more barriers to get it. A new report by the Kaiser Family Foundation sheds light on this. And Kaiser's Liz Hamill joins us now. Liz, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And when you look at this most recent data, what kind of discrepancies are you seeing in vaccination rates between different groups of people?
Sure. Well, we've seen over time that Black and Hispanic adults have lagged behind their white counterparts in terms of the share of people who are getting a vaccine. And what we've actually found in our most recent survey is that among unvaccinated Hispanic adults, there's a larger share that's actually really wants to get the vaccine right away. About a third of unvaccinated Hispanic adults say they'd like to get the vaccine as soon as possible, and that's higher than it is for other groups.
Oh, that's interesting, because it feels, I think, for many people, for some people, that supply is no longer an issue, that we've gotten to a point in this pandemic where if you want to get vaccinated, you can. But you're saying that's not entirely true. Why?
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is that access means more than just saying that anybody can go and get the vaccine. We find that for people who haven't gotten the vaccine, and particularly for Hispanic adults, that they're concerned about things like not being able to miss work if they experience side effects from the vaccine, or not being able to get the vaccine from a place that they trust, or having difficulty traveling to a vaccination site. So although I think you're right that we're seeing in most places that supply of the vaccine is exceeding demand at this point, there are still barriers for people when it comes to actually going and getting the shot.
And we should be clear, what you're talking about here is different than hesitancy or reluctance.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are still some issues in terms of people's trust in the vaccine. People are concerned about safety and side effects, and that type of thing still needs to be addressed. But in addition, we find that there are just logistical barriers and things that could be addressed by strategies to make it easier for people to actually access the vaccine.
Well, let's talk about a few of the other barriers that you have been looking into. One of them is cost. But actually, that shouldn't be a barrier because the vaccine is free. But not everyone knows that.
Yes, and this is where we find significant information gaps. We find that a number of people, and in fact, about half of Hispanic adults who haven't been vaccinated yet, say they're concerned that they might have to pay an out-of-pocket cost to get the vaccine. So there's a need to get that information out there and make sure that everybody knows that the vaccine won't come at any cost to you.
You also hinted at this, but many people in this group are working. They're caring for families. They don't have the time to go get vaccinated. What should we do about that?
Well, I think, again, this is where different actors could come and make the vaccine more accessible to people. So we found that a lot of people said, you know, if their employer brought the vaccine to their workplace, they'd be more likely to get it. Or if it was offered to them at a place they normally go for healthcare, they would be more likely to get it. So there are things that can be done to address those concerns, particularly, as you said, for people who are busy with jobs and families, and for whom going to get the vaccine may not be as easy as it is for some other people.
And what did you learn for people whose immigration status might be an issue?
We found that for Hispanic adults overall, about 4 in 10 of those who aren't vaccinated were concerned about having to provide some kind of documentation. And about a third were concerned that if they went to get the vaccine, they could potentially cause a negative impact on either their own or a family member's immigration status. And when we look at people in the survey who could potentially be undocumented, people who tell us that they were born outside the U.S. and have not received legal documentation, about two-thirds in that group is really worried about getting the vaccine from a trusted place and worried about not having an impact on the immigration status of themselves or someone in their family.
So your data is important, but so is the context here. The new guidelines from the CDC came out saying that fully vaccinated people, for the most part, no longer need to wear masks in public, which might be okay for communities where there is a high rate of vaccination, but could still leave people who want to get vaccinated at risk if they're having trouble getting access to the shot. Do you think the CDC missed the mark on that?
Well, I think, you know, what we know is that people who have not been able to get vaccinated yet are essential workers. They're working with the public and they may be working hourly jobs. And that's one of the reasons they haven't been able to take time off to get the vaccine. And so I do think those people, you know, if they work in places where other people are unmasked, could potentially be at risk.
Liz Hamel is Vice President and Director of Public Opinion and Survey Research at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.